Most apartment buildings have a man who does certain minor repairs. They also have a person in the building who shows vacant apartments and
resident managers for the most part, a maintenance man.
What do you call a manually powered lawnmower?
A manually powered lawnmower? One that you have to push in order to get the cutting done, you mean? It doesn't, in other words, it's not a man, well, it's just...
It doesn't have a motor on it.
Doesn't have a motor on it.
It has blades but no motor.
Mm-hmm. That's just a, I'd say just a plain lawnmower. Otherwise it would have to, it would be defined with power. Power more or self-operated, self-propelling and that type of thing, as distinguished between the manpower. But let's say a man-powered lawnmower, the manual type, that's what I'd call it, a manual type lawnmower.
Would you distinguish a power mower from a riding mower?
Oh yes, because a power mower will just do the cutting. And of course, the riding mower does both. It costs a good deal more too. I was looking at them Saturday, I think. Yeah, this about $400 for those riding mowers, and the regular push type was about $100. Well, from $100, about $115 up. Some of them don't even propel themselves. That is, I mean, you engage the clutch and it pulls itself. That's the self-propelling type. They're more expensive than just the power mower, the one that you push and it does all the cutting. It's just easy to operate, though. Those are the kinds I've got, too.
What do you call a... I don't know if it's an appliance or what, but it's a piece of equipment you would use if you had a garden in the back.
Oh, yes, a tiller.
A tiller,
they call them tillers.
What do you call a small hand instrument, different small instruments you would use, like planting a tomato plant or planting seeds or something?
Well,
I have a triangular shape end and a
yes.
Hand.
Well, that's a tiller too, but it's a power tiller, and then there's another one that you push. In other words, a manual type, and it has like old plow on the end of it, the instrument. That's what they're called.
How about little instruments, little things you would use?
By hand?
Yeah.
Oh, there are hoes. Just a regular hand, the use of a hoe or rake or pick, a certain kind of pick, of course. Call them garden picks. And forks, yes, forks are the same thing. There are different kinds of forks. There's a hay fork, and there's what they call the jumbo fork. And then there's a small one, and a particular person working on a small garden would use something like just a regular garden fork for that type of thing, because they come in various, even have little ones now, you know, they can play along with mommy or daddy if he goes out to garden with either flowers or with vegetation of some kind.